I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. What will Putin do? That seems to be the question as the crisis in Ukraine continues to unfold. Today, President Obama's National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, said the U.S. is keeping an eye on Russian troop movements near the border with eastern Ukraine. She said American officials are skeptical of Putin's assurances that the movements are nothing more than a military exercise. There are lots of experts out there who claim to know what makes Vladimir Putin tick, but the Russian leader remains mostly an enigma, which is why we start today by speaking with someone who got to know Putin a little in an interview and then over dinner back in 2007. Journalist Adi Ignatius was helping prepare a profile for Time magazine, which is naming Putin Person of the Year. Ignatius wrote about the experience of dining with Vladimir in an article for Politico this week, and he tells me that several things about Putin quickly became clear.
I don't think he's crazy. I think there are people now who say, well, Putin is partly strategic and partly crazy. There's nothing to suggest he's crazy. He is an absolute Russian nationalist. He realizes that playing that card effectively is the best way to win support, and we're seeing that right now. I mean, you know, he's just reacquired territory for Mother Russia, and there's nothing that will make you more popular than pulling that off. But he also was very prickly. And
in what way?
When journalists from a place like Time magazine approach a leader and say, we want to make you Person of the Year, generally they put on their best self and they're trying to be liked and want us to project an image of somebody who is brilliant and likable. He didn't do any of that. He really, and maybe it was theater, but he really projected the sense that he didn't care about us. He didn't care about this Person of the Year thing. He didn't care if we didn't like him. And as I wrote in this piece, he got up in the middle of dinner and said, well, I could see we're done, and walked out of the room, which is an extraordinarily rude thing for anybody to do.
I mean, socially, he seems kind of awkward, but also he's got a chip on his shoulder, the way you describe it in your story.
He does, and that's the first thing that comes out, that he, you know, the U.S. and the West was very triumphal about, quote-unquote, winning the Cold War, and it was clear that the opposite reaction to that was Putin's, which was this was a humiliation and Russia would never forget and that Russia would rise again. This is the moment now, 2014, when I think some of that is playing out. But I asked him the most basic question. I said, what are some misconceptions about Russia that the West has that you'd like to clear up? And he just went on this rant about how he thinks the West perceives Russians as still sort of wild, still savage, that they've just, he used this odd phrase, they've just climbed down from the trees and need to get the sand out of their beards. I mean, it was a very strange rant, but it clearly represented this chip on his shoulder, as you say, that he has about a Western sense that the Russians are backward.
If it was theater, why do you think he might have taken that tack?
Well, again, I think part of his effort was to not be cuddly, to not appear to be playing along with the Person of the Year artifice. I think it actually meant a lot to him. I think he really wanted that, and he did play along. He gave us 3.5 hours of an interview. But once it was done and we were there and sitting in his dacha talking to him, I think he just wanted to project that I play by my rules, not yours. I don't care what you do, what you think of me. I'm in charge. I'm not playing along with any with any kind of Western perception of me or what I should be or what Russia should be.
As you consider the crisis in Ukraine, Adi, also in Crimea and the eastern part of Ukraine now, and you think about that man you met on that day in 2007, what are the things about Putin that keep coming back in your mind and questions that keep coming back in your mind?
Well, we talked at length about the breakup of the Soviet Union, and Putin kept referring to the breakup as a tragedy. And I think he meant that in the profoundest sense. You know, he certainly was politic enough not to say that, well, Russia would like to reacquire territory, but he phrased it a different way, that suddenly all these ethnic Russians, these Russian speakers who lived in the various Soviet republics were cut off from Russia, that they didn't have a vote, that they were under threat somehow. We asked him, will Ukraine ever become part of Russia again, does he think? And he said, no, absolutely not. I mean, certainly spoke in a kind of post-Cold War language, But it was clear that the breakup of the Soviet Union was the tragedy of his life. And now in 2014, he seems to be doing something about rectifying it.
I mean, I know Putin was KGB and he says the breakup of the Soviet Union was a tragedy. But I mean, it was communism and that Soviet empire, save a few satellites that were attached to it, that isolated the USSR from the rest of the world. I mean, why does he see that as a tragedy and why does he want to kind of almost reproduce that now, do you think?
Well, I don't think he wants to reproduce anything that you would really call communist. I think you have to go back to the history of empire. I mean, you know, empires wax and wane, and I guess I view Putin more as a modern day czar who has figured out a way, using this justification that there's a threat to Russians in part of Ukraine, to reabsorb territory. So it's not about communism and that ideal. It's really about expanding Russia's empire.
It seems to me that a lot of the head-scratching about Putin right now, it's really about trust, and it seems a lot of what you experienced that night at Putin's dacha shook your trust in this man. I mean, he pours out wine, but he doesn't drink any of it. He promises a meal on an embossed menu, and by the way, you can't have it all. He leaves early. So can Putin be trusted?
You know, we obviously can't make a judgment after 3.5 hours. I mean, he was... He didn't lie. He didn't, you know, say things that were patently false. You know, one got the sense that this is a powerful guy. I mean, I mentioned that he hardly seemed to blink. He had this sort of intense level of self-control that I've rarely seen. Mostly we got the impression from Putin that he was a kind of intense. I kept writing notes in the margins. This is not a cuddly guy. I mean, I just had never met anybody who was that prickly, that intense, that challenging an interview.
Adi Ignatius, thanks very much for telling us about this interesting little dinner you had with Vladimir Putin back in 2007. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.